First of all, Scott, tell me your name and what you do for the company.
My name is Scott Hine. I'm responsible for product management and operations for Novus's specialty business.
Well, here at what they call IPE Week, we have a lot of different things going on. One of those was an Animal Agriculture Sustainability Summit. I understand you were one of our presenters. Tell us a little bit about the message you had for the people attending here.
Sure. The Sustainability Summit, for Novus, it was an opportunity to really discuss our platform and what we've been doing in sustainability. Quite simply, I think the takeaway message to the crowd was, if you want to be engaged in sustainability, which Novus believes is core to the future, that you really need to set up a way forward to engage your people and then set your goals and then achieve those goals and report on it.
So what would be some of the ways that a company like Novus is working to achieve this goal?
A few things we do. We've developed our platform, which is around what we call C, social, economic, and environmental. And we use that acronym because it really helps our people, no pun intended, but to visualize what they're doing. And we link that directly to our business goals. So with that as a context and using what I'll call our platform for sustainability of reporting, which is the Global Reporting Initiative, it allows us to be transparent. It allows us to communicate performance versus our goals. It allows us to set goals with our employees and align it to company performance. So we make that message really clear to employees and encourage them to deliver against what we set out as goals for the year.
So in the industry, do you see special or any particular challenges to you kind of looking ahead here in order to achieve these goals of sustainability?
Well, I think that if you were to divide it up amongst the C components, I can quickly give three examples. If you were to say the economy, we recognize that economics of doing business is important, and that is an essential part of sustainability. You can't sustain without economic performance. So we continue to produce solutions as a company, or to look for solutions as a company, most of the time in the networks of our partners, be it suppliers or customers, to help improve economics for the industry. So that's one thing we regularly do. It's part of our whole product life cycle and how we approach developing products. Socially, we recognize that the industry is growing in a number of world areas and or it's got an opportunity to grow. And so what we do is we provide the infrastructure, the knowledge, the education, those two pieces of infrastructure, the technical knowledge, I should say, to assist the developing world in being more sustainable in how they perform and to be able to, therefore, gain their economic value. Environmentally, a lot of the solutions link back into our product development lifecycle. So we're trying to deliver on a value and a promise to our customers that would allow them to see, let's say, an example of less animal waste, excretion, with negative impacts on the environment. So we try to make it very tangible to what we do, but yet tangible to our customer, and gear ourselves around that, because that really is the future.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Scott Hine, talking sustainability here at the International Poultry Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.